Welcome to the Divine Feminines podcast and channel. I'm your host, Steph Desar, and in today's episode, we are going to explore this 6-6 portal taking place on the 6th of June, 2024. And we're also going to be talking about how it is the new moon in Gemini on the same day. What powerful energy it is. So before I get started, don't forget to like and subscribe this channel. We're Divine Feminines on all major podcast platforms. That's YouTube, Spotify, Google, you name it. And you can also catch us on Instagram with Divine Feminines with a Z at the end. And we're also on TikTok, so you can catch us there. And why like and subscribe this channel? Well, we've got everything for everyone that's into mind, body, soul, connections, topics of energy, moon manifestation, moon magic, of course, and how to just really become your best self, balancing your masculine and feminine energy and starting to really harness the powers that you have within you, really becoming your true self. And I share a lot of my own journey as well along the way and my authentic sort of experiences. So why wouldn't you want to like and subscribe? So make sure you subscribe. And for those that are my regulars, welcome back. And for anyone new, welcome on in. So the new moon in Gemini and the 6-6 portal. First of all, let's talk about the new moon in Gemini. And then I'm going to segue into the 6-6 portal, because I think that flows quite nicely. And what I'll do is I'll explain what the new moon energy is and how it actually correlates and aligns really nicely with this 6-6 portal, and what a portal is and what it means when it's in the number 6, numerology around it, and things to be mindful of, how we can harness this this actual astrological event and this portal. And the energy is very prominent 3-4 days before and after. But with portals, it goes on for sort of 6 days before, 6 days after, and even into 6 weeks and 6 months. It has a lasting effect. You know, the saying goes, what you do today has an impact of what happens for the future. And that's very much the essence of this. I'll also give you some like prompts around what you can journal at this time. And this is a massive opportunity for calling in your intentions, giving gratitude, affirming, and really manifesting, because it's new moon, new cycle. And I will pull some channel messages at the end. Whatever comes like to me through my moonology cards. Okay, so let's get started. The new moon in Gemini is on Thursday the 6th of June. And it's happening at 1:37 p.m. UK time. And that's 8:37 a.m. Eastern Time, New York, East Coast. So Gemini is the twins. So we've got duality. We've got, you know, good twin, bad twin, Jekyll and Hyde, however you want to call it, light and dark. The two sides to us, our light side, our shadow side, but also can be seen as the lovers. In tarot, Gemini is represented as card 6, 6th month, and the lovers. And that can be a major choice in life, can also represent divine counterparts, soulmates, twin flames, love, divine love, counterparts. But also at the heart of that and the root of that is that self-love. You can only love another until you really have met yourself and loved yourself. So there is a big, big focus on that in this new moon. Is in, and I always say this, like, if you are deserving of something, it has to start with yourself first. And you cultivate that within for it, you know, so within, so without, right? As within, as without, right? So it's very much that reflection. Now, Gemini is also ruled by Mercury. And being ruled by Mercury, Mercury is actually our messenger that communicates from the astral realm into the physical realm. And so as I talk about the portal in a second, in a few, that's really potent with like the veil is thin and being able to just tap into the spiritual realm. The physical and spiritual realm really doesn't have any veil right now, especially in this portal. So if you are doing any activities at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., that would be quite nice. I definitely intentionally plan to be doing stuff around 6 p.m. And actually, at the time of the new moon, I'm doing something very that is auspiciously come in to my schedule. And I was like, oh my goodness, how incredible is that? Engaging with new people and building a new sort of alliance with new people at that time. And this is a great time to build alliances, to connect. And Gemini is the energy of communication, right? It's also about adventure. It's also around, you know, good times and good luck. And Jupiter's just arrived in Gemini as well and will be there for a year long. So if you know your natal chart, you can work out where Gemini is, then Jupiter will be blessing that house and it will be expanding in that house. So that's really worth having a look at. But, you know, with Mercury being that messenger from the astral, spiritual realm to the physical realm, you know, it's a chance to really activate your throat chakra, to really speak up, to communicate, to express. It's almost like, you know, Gemini can be thinking energy and obviously reflection, but it's about taking those thoughts and speaking them out loud. And sometimes also an opportunity to reflect and articulate, to heal, to let things go, to almost try to make sense of things, even if you're letting go of things from the past. And expression, I mentioned, you know, the lover's card and divine love. This is a really powerful time to express that love. You know, you can even ask for a sign as well and put in a spiritual request and dial in for assistance. Ask for the help of the astral plane, of the spiritual planes, to assist you, the archangels, to assist you in maybe your manifestations or some divine guidance or some divine messages. So, you know, anything that emphasizes Gemini right now is likely to increase the happiness of the entire planet, really. So this new moon has got some really interesting things going on, because the Sun, Jupiter, Mercury and Venus are all in Gemini at this point in time. So you really, you know, and that we just had six planets all lined up in a row on the 3rd of June. And that was also very, very powerful. So it is a season to experiment, you know, mess around. Everything doesn't have to be permanent. It's a mutable energy. It's a ever-changing, shifting curiosity. Did not kill the cat in this instance. Curiosity blessed and honoured and gave abundantly to those curious adventurers. And that's another part of Gemini energy is, you know, it's not all about just talking and speaking, but really about adventure, about experimenting, experiencing the world through a different lens. It's one of the most social signs of the zodiac. And, you know, and it being in the summertime is also a great time, isn't it? To just get out there, gather with others, share ideas, connect vibrations and those around us. And even in the workplace, building alliances, building teams, you know, really creating that sense of community and doing things, working together. It's also a time to set intentions from different perspective. You know, we often turn to same intentions each month, limiting our potential and our imagination. This is really saying break the mold and don't do what you've done in the past. Go different. And I'm going to challenge myself as I'm saying this out loud to you all. I'm going to remind myself to think differently. And that can be hard because I have a set of intentions. I'm sure you guys do too. A set of affirmations. I need to kind of go outside of that. And as I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, hey, I'm going to commit to that myself. And what does it mean for you? Well, after the very, you know, we had very grounding energy of Taurus, and now this season is very much about curiosity and adventure. It's about learning, testing, questioning. And you might find that your mind moves around a lot. You might find that in this time, you might start several things and not finish them. So just try to ground yourself because you can get caught up. It's also excited energy where you think of things and ideas. So write them down, you know, you can revisit them, but you might find that you're kind of scattering yourself a little bit. So just take a bit of, make sure you have some grounding around you at this point. If anyone knows a Gemini, or I have many Gemini friends, I notice that they have a tendency to do a lot of things at once and find it hard to multitask and then finish all those tasks. And it's interesting because I find that happens with them a lot. But they are the most creative, imaginative, adventurous thinkers and innovators that I've come across in many instances. So there's so much value there and so much inspiration and doing things differently and coming up with some great ideas. You might get some downloads right now about where to take your life, what to do, what you want. So while this is true, you know, Gemini actually also goes very deeper though than that. And, you know, how we communicate is not, is yes, that surface level and things, but the deeper beliefs. There is a deeper belief, the subconscious, the mindset. You know, Gemini is also a very thought process energy. And that's another reason why I get on with a lot of Geminis, because as much as they can be sociable and fun, they know how to go deep and they know how to do that self-reflection. They can go a bit aloof and kind of go into sort of this analytical mode now. And I appreciate that because I kind of can, I really relate being a Scorpio, I think, you know, with that whole death and rebirth type mentality. But you can get caught in that. So you have to find a way to create balance. And I'll come on to the 6-6 portal in a minute, but the 6-6 portal is very much about balance. So it's beautiful that those connect really well at this time. But, you know, it also helps us understand why we see things a certain way and how to shift perspectives. So you might have, you know, at this time, really challenge yourself and also around your intentions, your goals, your dreams, because you can really manifest and you can change the way you want to do things. You know, you might be thinking, oh yeah, I said I was going to do this project, I was going to do something like this and like that, and actually it might have not taken off, or you might feel like differently now, and there's nothing wrong with that. And challenge yourself, even if you don't feel differently, to feel, think and feel differently about it. Like, is it what I want? And there is a connection to love in this new moon. I'll come on to that in a minute. Is that the love you really want? Are these the things, you know, are these the people, are these situations you want for you? Signs might be coming up at this time, and it's going to be a good thing to really question and to really help you decide. The lover's card in tarot is making a big life-changing decision. And, you know, and in this energy right now, any decision that's being made or change is only going to propel you in the right direction, and it's going to be for your highest good. So again, ruled by this air element and the planet of Mercury, Gemini's energy moves fast. Like, it's possible to create any change imaginable during this time. Like, honestly, I've seen so much shift in the last couple of days myself. So it is very exciting. The key is to connect with your body and breathe to stay rooted. It's really about, like, spend time with yourself. My Gemini sits in house 12, so it's very much a house of solitude. So I've kind of naturally just been doing things with sort of my own sort of self introspection and just chilling. And I've been really liking it. So I really encourage you guys, you know, if you're really, really keen to do some manifestation magic right now, definitely take some time for yourself. And notice where you might be feeling stuck or stagnant, and just become aware of any challenges or adversities being presented to you as well, so that you can let those go and create space. This new moon is also bringing us much active energy in the mental realm. So you may feel that your mind does wander, like I said before, distractions, or that your body feels restless and you're impatient. You want to go here, you want to go there. And before setting any intentions or practicing any new moon rituals, be sure to ground your energy first. So if that's taking a walk tomorrow, you know, on the new moon and around that time, taking a walk, sitting, meditating, having a moment to really be with yourself. And then you can do yoga, breathing practices, any kind of something to ground your mind and body and to kind of center yourself. And if you are feeling nervous or anxious, because you know what, I know I have many different a view of the collective, of the tribe, listening. And not everyone's going to be in the same space, right? So I get that. And you all might be experiencing different things at different moments. So you might feel anxious at this point because there could be things that are happening circumstantially in your life, right? And these feelings can be a side effect of that Gemini's energy too. So acknowledge them, but do not let them rule you today. Or, you know, just acknowledge them you know, and focus on your breath and use it to sort of help you sort of level set. And, you know, feelings can go in many directions on this new moon because Gemini likes to rationalize. So this energy can make us think. And in that thinking, we avoid feeling, right? Which is not great. So Gemini can trick us into our minds. I now, as I say this out loud, I'm thinking about something that happened earlier today. And I think I was definitely trying to, I was definitely in a rationalization mindset. And now I'm like, oh, Steph, now I see it. I'm like, oh, yeah, because I don't normally do that. And it's something I could have done before about a similar topic, and I haven't really. So why am I doing it now? And I'm like, oh, this could be this Gemini energy. So it can trick us into using our minds to avoid our emotions. It can also overly emphasize logical answers in our lives. That is definitely what was happening to me. I was being very logical. I was like, well, if A plus B equals C, then why, like, D should not exist, you know? So, you know, highlighting them on the day and distracting us from our intuition. So just take note. And actually, I'm quite glad of doing this video and speaking out loud because I've already realized something that I was doing today. And so, you know, I'll be able to kind of be cognizant of that. So see how that works for you. And also Gemini's energy can make us feel too much and become overwhelmed. We can get overwhelmed with emotions because we're just like bubbling so much. So that can be something that can happen at this time, and we may not know which feelings are valid. So just take time. It can be quite a heavy feeling. So feeling too much can lead to the desire to numb these sensations. And you don't really want that to happen. So both of these avenues compel us to just really distract ourselves from the feelings with tricks. So illusions and social engagements. Be aware if you fall into either of these extreme sides of Gemini. And make an effort to bring yourself back to the center. Like I said, just keep centering. It's actually a great time. I know it's a very social energy. So I think it's a situation of get out there and be social, of course. But make sure that you're harnessing a lot of self-solitude, self-reflection time. And just making sure you're decluttering through what might be overthinking and, you know, becoming irrational versus too rational. And going from one end of the scale to the other. But where you can feel your emotions, then your intuition's there. So you need to be able to really connect back to your center, and then your intuition guides you to say, actually, no, this is, you're right on track here. And the intuition sometimes does contradict logic. Many a times it contradicts logic, and so it should, because logic is not always going to be the solution in our lives, in this life that we're living. It's our intuition that has that deeper knowing of where we're going and what's right for us, right? So don't forget that. And it's also a season to just, you know, an opportunity to reframe our lives. And it's a chance to become aware of how our expectations and beliefs affect our ability to manifest our visions. So think about that. And now I just want to talk about, there are some astrological influences as well. So the new moon is taking place near Venus. And Venus represents the goddess Aphrodite. It's all about love and abundance. And if you think that that sounds like a good thing, you're right. Anything that triggers Venus is potentially very positive right now. So that's great if you're looking for new love. You know, love is in the air, and there's lessons in love too. And there's also an opportunity for like those caring conversations. There is also a little bit of a challenge with that, because we have a squaring to Saturn at this time. So what does that mean? Well, it's the only fly in that ointment is that the Venus is making a hard clash to Saturn during the new moon. So while possibilities are present for more love and abundance, issues might arise if you're in an unhappy relationship, or you're struggling financially, or you're feeling an essence of lack. But it's not a bad thing, not really. After all, the whole reason you brought this, you know, you're listening to this episode is to stay in touch with what's going on so you can improve, right? So it's an opportunity to improve. So even though Saturn has a rather well-deserved nasty reputation, it's ultimately the great teacher of the zodiac. So this new moon is the time to get real about how well you're expressing yourself, especially with the people you love. And when it comes to talking about finances, sometimes it can be very tricky to talk about those things. But some things might need to be broached and focused on and articulated and explained. So be really, if there's financial topics or love topics that need to be addressed, and you know they do, this is actually going to favour you well to discuss it and to have it out in the open and really communicate. You know, are you actually facing the facts about your most important relationships? And how well are you relating to other people? And how well are you organising yourself financially? So if not, this is a time to really put yourself on those bootstraps and put yourself up by your bootstraps and start by using, you know, these opportunities to really make those moon wishes. And, you know, use the power of the Venus-Saturn clash to think back to your love life thus far. It's a great time to do that. Like, think about all the partners, unrequited loves, and the people that you flicked away from without interest, whichever end of the scale it was. And what have you learned? And write it down and journal it and have a little self-introspection and go a long way. It will help you. It will be great to sort of let go of things and ideologies, because sometimes that's where that energy of like rationalization and also the ego looks at the past and wants to kind of fit a image of what's going to happen for the future, or take certain variables and goes, well, that variable's that and that's that and that's that, so it's going to be this outcome, and tries to really like put a complete logic on things. And when it comes to divine love, guys, you know, high vibrational soul connections, these things transcend. These connections are so powerful. They transcend society, conformity, structures, what we know in this matrix world. So it goes way beyond that. And so you really cannot try to think in that way or think in certain rational ways, because it's beyond that. And so logic does not exist or cannot really have much room to breathe in those spaces. Only intuition and connection to yourself and to spiritual realm and to your, you know, connected soul. But there is some great opportunities here. There's a great opportunity to really harness new love and develop that love and really... that moment of Venus being in Gemini is also love. It's the planet of love and beauty, but the love and beauty within you, cultivating that within you first, grounding within you first, you know. But it is that opportunity to express your love to yourself and others and, you know, communicate with your heart on this day and ask what it wants, you know, ask about the life it wants to experience. These are the things you need to think about when you're journaling. What do I want? What's the life? What does my heart want to experience? And what about the life, you know, that I see ahead for me? Like, let your heart lead your intentions, not your logic. Oh, you know, because I need to do this, because I need to do that. No, your heart. And that's going to be hard, because some of you be like, oh, you know, I need to manifest this because I want to do this and I want to have stability here and do that. And it starts to become very logical and practical, yes. And there's nothing wrong with the practicalities of life. But this is the new moon to follow and lead by the heart, and everything else falls into place. It's that energy. And like I said, when we talked about Saturn, Saturn is in Pisces when it's being squared to the Sun, Moon and Venus. So there's going to be some friction, you know, and not a bad thing. You know, it just brings up questions about commitments, like I said, and are you committing your energy towards the highest visions? Are there commitments that are distracting you from your heart or your highest self? Like, what's getting in the way? Is it people? Is it mind? Is it your own lack mentality, limited thinking? Is it the environments you're in? Are there commitments that are distracting you from your heart and your highest self? Let this new moon in Gemini help you discover what, you know, commitments may no longer be serving you, and how you want to like move to the next level in life, jump to the next timeline. Sometimes you just need to break free from responsibility to make space for what you need. And also, things you once said yes to may no longer be a resounding yes. They may no longer resonate. Just give your permission to change and grow. You know, this is with this evolution, your commitment may need to shift. So you can remain committed to your future self instead of your past. And that's the bit. It's like I said at the beginning of this, I said, what we do today has an impact for the future, doesn't it? So if what we're doing today is kind of working on the grounds of the old version of ourselves, then we're not really investing into ourselves for the expansion of our future selves. So I hope that helps. I did give some journal prompts along the way there. So if you want me to re-clarify at the end, I can. I'll do a few more. But just closing on the new moon and shifting to the 6-6 portal. 6 in numerology, the number 6 is divine love. It's balance, it's harmony. It's also the love of self. Before the love of others, it's connection. And it's also the life path number 6, because connecting to like being of service in family. So again, how can you be in service to yourself, and how then thereafter to others? How are you giving the love to yourself, and you cultivating that self-love from how you talk to yourself in your head, how you look after yourself, your body, your mind, and who you keep yourself around, who you're saying yes to versus no? Are you really like taking into consideration all of those things? And are you, you know, with the 6-6 portal, this is where the veil is thin. So manifesting at this time is massively powerful. And this is why I was saying, think outside of like all your other intentions. Go bigger, go bolder. Don't hold yourself back. Don't let those logical mind sort of frames be there to like keep you in a holding pattern. This is not the time to be keeping up with holding patterns. This is the moment to let go of holding patterns and allow new patterns to formulate. But the veil is very thin, and this is a great time to set those intentions. You may see signs. You may really feel connected to the universe. It's a great time for gratitude. So please, please, please count your blessings. Show love and appreciation. And you can speak it out loud, you know, the gratitude, and then setting the intentions. So yeah, this is also, you know, with this 6-6-4 is also a way to really, if you're looking for healing in your love connection or in your nearest and dearest relationships, family, especially numbers life past 6, investment to family and being of service to family, you can call in healing, you can call in better days. And you know, for those looking for their divine counterpart, it's very much the 6-6 portals connected to twin flames or high vibrational soul connections coming together. You might start to meet someone new, but remember, with the squaring with Saturn, take it slow. You know, slow and steady wins the race, as the saying goes. So, and it's sometimes hard because with this Gemini energy, you could get in your head going, well, but it's not like this and it needs to be like this. And I know we all do it, but hang in there, right? This is a great time. And also, if you're not in a high vibrational soul connection that is allowing you to expand and grow on your journey, and it's almost holding you back, but it's keeping you comfortable, this is going to come to the surface at this point. So don't shy away from that. Like, embrace it and own it, because it's going to put you on a path of your highest potential, you know. So really, really be open. Be open to the unknown and surrender. So I'm going to pull, I hope that helps, I'm going to pull some Moonology cards as some guidance. So Spirit, please call in the highest and best messages for this new moon in Gemini for my divine feminine soul tribe. What do we want to tell them? What do they need to know for this new moon? We have reflect on your priorities. Last quarter moon in Aquarius. And that's really interesting, because if you remember I was saying earlier, is that some of the things that you used to keep up with or do may no longer align to who you want to be. So you need to remove yourself from those behaviors, environments, choices, people, whatever that looks like. So reflect on your priorities. Have this time to sort of go, what's important? What am I calling in? You know, where am I spending and giving my energy? And am I, and this is a really important one, pouring into those that are pouring into you. You might be giving to connections, situations that are not giving back to you. And you've been allowing that to carry on for some time. The universe isn't going to bless you in those situations. You do know that, right? Because you're allowing yourself to be in something that is unhealthy and isn't reciprocal. Not really. It's kind of compromising your self-worth and your self-love. But it's a karmic lesson for you. And really, most likely, you need to walk away from that. But when you do, you get gifted more. You do. You always do. As long as you're learning the lesson along the way. Okay, anything else, please, Spirit? So, priorities. Any other messages, please? If they even want to come out, these cards. Okay. Push through any insecurity. That is interesting. First quarter moon in Cancer, and we will be approaching Cancer season in about a month's time. So I get this feeling that something's going to be happening in the next 28 days. As you approach Cancer season, there's going to be a big shift, a new cycle that appears, but you may really need to push through some insecurity. So something new is really trying to come in for you. You might start, and I'm seeing, you know, I see the Cancer symbol of the zodiac, and it looks like 6-6 or 6-9, like kind of symbol. So that's really interesting there. So insecurities, things that you have told yourself in your mind, you can overthink with that Gemini energy and start saying self-talk things that are not, you know, not going to serve you well. Okay. And the full moon in Taurus, detoxify. Which is interesting, because even in a new moon, you know, we talk about calling in intentions. But it is also about letting go of things so you can make space. So it's very good always to just have a cleansing ritual for new moons. I always like spring cleaning or cleaning up, decluttering, just like cleansing the space, really. Oh, and this is beautiful. Look at this, my final card. I'm going to end on this one. First quarter moon in Gemini, speak your world into being. And this is just a reminder of those affirmations and those setting intentions and giving that gratitude. Really just speaking it out loud and really talking. This is a really great season to just be talking out loud, even if you're at home by yourself. And just, or you're driving or you're doing something and you want to say your affirmations or talk out loud about your visions and your what you're trying to manifest in, what you are manifesting in. At the bottom of the deck, we've got the new moon in Taurus, which was only about a month ago, and it's saying, know your worth. So, you know, remember, we can only manifest to the level of what we know we are worth. So you might have been manifesting and calling in some stuff, and it's great. But you're like, how come I couldn't call in the other things? It's because it's to do with your self-worth. And the universe reads us like vibe. Everything is energy and everything is vibration. When we have a real increase in our self-worth, self-investment, our recognition of ourselves, self-love, self-compassion, as that increases over time, what we deserve increases. Because we know we're worth it, right? So, with that being said, I am actually really happy with the way that one ended. And I'm really grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for this channel. I'm grateful for my podcast and the Soul Tribe and for all of you listening to me. I hope that this has served you well. Happy new moon in Gemini and enjoy this 6-6 portal. Take care. Love, Soul Tribe. Bye.